The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It was pretty obvious to me that they had picked up that he was tipping pitches.
As long as you're not using any kind of technology.
Yeah, no, like you got drones flying over and picking up signs.
That's different.
Yeah.
But if you're that sloppy that you're tipping your pitches, that's on you.
We haven't talked a lot about Texans Chiefs this week.
I don't know. It depends on which Patrick Mahomes shows up to me if the Texans are even in this game or not. Because if Patrick Mahomes is fully healthy, the Chiefs are just way better. You know, that's no knock on the Texans, because the Chiefs are way better than almost everybody.
In a perfect world, the Texans, if he is healthy, you get out there, you run the football, you have some long drives, keep them off the field, and slow the game down, and that's how you have a chance to win.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know that number. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there. Someone said, first time seeing the stream. Good thing Fred and AJ pursued radio over TV. First time ever seeing that joke, too.
Good thing you pursued radio listening instead of comedy.
Yeah, that's the old face for radio thing comes up about once a week.
Never heard it.
So, yeah, if you missed any of the show, all on podcastarena.com. Lots of great stuff, and hopefully you didn't miss much, but if you did, it's all there. And a couple other things. People keep trying to say that Ariel was not of age. They were marrying her off. In her world, she was of age. Stop, perverts. And somebody mentions the bald woman in the first Star Trek died a little bit after that was made. That is true. She died of cancer at like 42.
Oh.
Her name was Persis Cambada.
R.I.P.
Which, you know, I looked it up because she was really hot in the movie. You know, it's one of those things that you do sometimes. But, we'll have RJ and company on next segment. We've kind of moved things around a little bit. But talked a lot of Astros, talked a lot of football. Then we got into cartoon characters. And a friend of mine texted me, and this is the last thing on the cartoon characters, says there's a lot of X-rated fan art of
I'm sure
Aaron from Esurance. So he's told.
I'm sure it's not just her. I mean, it's like,
I have to admit, I did not know that was her name. I did not know she was named Aaron.
That makes me concerned about that, whoever sent that text.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't give his name over the air. But, yeah, I like the insurance chick. I didn't know her name was Aaron. That's kind of off-putting. I don't think of her as somebody with a name. This is kind of ruining my whole fantasy now. I'm gonna have to rethink my life. The whole thing's bleeped up. Do you see the NBA just keeps stepping in stuff? Do you see that some CNN reporter was trying to ask James Harden and Russell Westbrook about the China stuff? And Rockets PR basically just jumped in. Says, here's what happened. Oh, do you have it? Okay, it's CNN reporter Christina McFarlane.
The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder, after the events of this week and the fallout we've seen, whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future. It's a legitimate question. This is an event that's happened this week during the NBA. This particular question has not been answered. James.
Any other questions?
It's so awkward. I mean, you know what? Can they not just come out and just say, listen, man, we're in bed with China. Sorry. That's it.
Yeah, I noticed that Steve Kerr keeps running from things, too, and making himself look worse.
You know what? I'll give Steve Kerr credit. He gave really, like, long, well-thought-out answers to a lot of the questions that they asked him. And he's really been the first one to do it. Now, is he giving answers that makes it look like there's no dirt on his hands? No. But he's at least owning the fact that, you know what? We've got a good relationship with him. We're not trying to blow that. I mean, it's put everyone in a really awkward situation.
It has, but the NBA had to apologize for them not answering the question. I don't know why you're apologizing. Just own up to the fact that you don't want to talk about it because you're going to lose the business. Just say it. We're going to lose the business. Steve Kerr, you too. We don't want to lose the business, so we're not going to say anything. Think you're going to. You got to be careful with that because you are going to lose some American business, I think. And if that's fine if you don't care about America. If China's more important to you, so be it.
Yeah.
Go hang out with Yao Ming. Is this how World War III starts? No, I think World War III is going to start with the alien invasion, and the aliens are going to be Team America because They're going to hang out with me because I've been pro alien for a long time.
You have been.
So, we shall see.
You've been making that bed for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just setting it up. And a couple people asking any hockey bets. Not tonight. I had one game that I was looking at but the wrong goalie starting. So, maybe tomorrow, and if so, I'll throw it out there on Twitter. But yeah. I don't have them every night. I want to make that clear. I've made 5 plays now in the first week. That's almost every night, but not quite. I had a couple other things I wanted to get to before we got too far into gambling. Did you see Todd Gurley's reaction when somebody basically tweeted out that SportsCenter did this? They said, after week 5, Christian McCaffrey has more yards from scrimmage, 866, that Zeke Elliott and Todd Gurley combined, who have 816.
Okay.
Pretty damning number, right? Todd Gurley responded, keep us out of this, LOL. McCaffrey's unstoppable. Keep beasting, brother. Hashtag MVP.
Yeah, he ain't trying to get into this beef.
Pretty good response, actually. Apparently, he also has more yards than the more yards or more points than the Jets?
I think more points.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, they are so awful without. I mean, Luke Falk, he showed a flash, but that guy's he sucks.
Yeah, but if you think Sam Darnold is going to be 100% week one, I think you're crazy.
I don't think he will be either. From what I see, he's still questionable. Mm. But yeah, if Falk plays. I don't know that. I think if like what you're saying, then suddenly Cowboys minus 10 seems like a good bet because they're bad with him. But Darnold at least is a comparable. I mean, he's at least a competent starting quarterback in the NFL. Luke Falk is not even a. I don't know if he's a competent backup.
Yeah, I agree, but I just don't think you're going to get Sam Darnold anywhere close to 100%.
Yeah, you might not.
And even if he is, I still don't think they belong on the field with the Cowboys. But I could be wrong. I'll find out. On Sunday.
The stat I saw was that McCaffrey has 866 total yards, and the Jets' offense has 718.
Yeah, so he has more yards.
Okay.
There you have it.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. That is amazing. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody asked, how would you redraft that 2017 draft with Watson, Mahomes, and McCaffrey?
Mahomes
would go number one.
Mahomes, Watson, McCaffrey.
But 1, 2, 3, not 7, 11, 12,
no.
Whatever it was. Or was it 4? Did he go as high as 4?
I think he went in the top 5. No, maybe I think he went outside the top 5. He might have gone 7.
I thought
that
it was 7.
Right.
Yeah, there's weird numbers that stick in your head when you get old. And for some reason, I was thinking 7.
Let's see.
Because Zeke was 4.
No, that was Leonard Fournette year.
Okay.
So it was Myles Garrett went one, which, by the way, you could still make an argument for that.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what your needs are. Yeah,
if you had a quarterback, which, by the way, the Browns didn't.
They did not. Myles Garrett, Trubisky, Solomon Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Corey Davis 5, Jamal Adams 6, Mike Williams 7, McCaffrey went 8.
Okay.
John Ross 9, Mahomes 10, Marshawn Lattimore 11, also looks like he's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Watson 12.
Mahomes 11, right? Mahomes went 11 and Watson 12.
No, Mahomes went 10.
Okay, 10.
Watson went 12.
So Marshawn Lattimore went in between. Then, yeah, okay. Yeah. I knew they were right there together.
And I think you'd also have to look at Alvin Kamara, who went 67th.
That's pretty good.
Bump him up. He might be a little stock up.
Yeah, I would be willing to put him higher than 67.
Yeah.
But it would be fun to go look at that whole draft but then look at team needs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
think,
okay, what would they have
done?
Could
they really use this?
Yeah.
Because you know what that would mean? Patrick Mahomes would be on the Browns, and he probably wouldn't be Patrick Mahomes.
No, he'd be a sexier Baker Mayfield.
Yep. And Deshaun Watson would probably be on the Bears, and we'd all be going, oh, boy.
It's like, boy, I thought that guy was going to be good.
And the Texans probably would have ended up with what? Maybe Trubisky at that point?
Would Trubisky even go 25th, which is where their pick was? I mean, I guess that's probably who they'd have.
Or, God, what if they like got Deshaun Kaiser instead? All right, I got to tell you guys about CBDMD. I've been on the CBD train for a while. I love this stuff. And CBDMD, here's a couple things about them. A, their price is super competitive. And in fact, they put their competitors' prices for the exact same products up on their website. And CBDMD beats them. They just do. It's a clean product. It's lab tested to ensure that it's clean and safe. If you've got a job that drug tests you, you don't want to be taking some janky CBD that pops you hot on a test. This doesn't do it. And man, after my workouts, it is just a game changer. I also use it to help me sleep. There's so many uses for CBD. You've got to look into it. And there's a lot of top level athletes using it. Bubba Watson, Steve Smith, Daniel Cormier, Tyron Woodley, all using the CBDMD products. I actually love the CBD Freeze. My wife has been using the CBD Freeze. It's like a roll-on menthol sort of thing. It works instantly on my aches and pains. I've been loving it. And to make it even easier for you, they're offering a discount for our listeners. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com using the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 for 20% off. We could be legends after all.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I will go with RJ's Pittsburgh Steelers plus 3.5. The Bears were going to be my pick.
Are you laying 120?
No.
Oh, I mean, this guy trying to every 10 cent edge. Is that really the way we're going to play it? I think we all should get a half point, right?
Boy, you got to remember, I don't work in a studio where my numbers are up at all times. But
just coincidentally, though, it's been Pittsburgh plus one or plus 3.5 minus 20 since Monday, right, Fez?
Yeah, because I gave it out as my line mover, and I moved the line. No, I didn't.
All right, I'll take 3. That's fine. I'm not worried about the half point. That's fine.
I would pay $500 for that game to fall 3.
Oh, no.
And we're back on the Blitz, and the music and the clip means it's time for the great RJ Bell. His Twitter's at RJInVegasPregame.com. What's going on, boys?
Well, we have a leader.
We do have a leader.
I don't want to make a big deal about it.
We do have a new leader. What chair is it? The charity of my choice that $500 goes to?
I think you're confusing cause and effect.
Oh.
I didn't cause it to happen. It just happened. Right? Now, what I will say is this.
I'd pay $500 to see that game fall at 3.
Exactly. So no one gave me that proposition. No one said we're going to make it fall 3. Now, maybe I'll make a charitable donation.
Okay.
Now, what I will say is, you misspoke. You said, we have a new leader. Oh, no. I was leading when I started. and I've led every week since because I'm on freaking defeated. I think, or close.
You're 4-1. You're not undefeated here. Yeah. But you are the leader in the clubhouse.
You have to say 80% doesn't suck.
No, 80% very strong. And I've fallen back to 3-1-1 now with my push on the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game last week. Fred drops to 3-2. He is dropped from the leaderboard. Brad got on the board. Congrats, Brad. 1-3. He had his Cincinnati.
Everyone's
against,
punching down.
Yeah. Is Fezzik there today?
I mean, it's all I can do, but okay. Fez?
I'm here.
Oh, Fez had the Bears.
I love that. I had the Bears all over the place, too.
I did, too. I can't even be mad because I would have taken the Bears had Fezzik not taken them. So, not a great start for us. By the way, these are the guys from pregame.com. At RJ in Vegas. At RJ in Vegas. The great one, RJ Bell. At RJ in Vegas is our guest, as always. I guess we should let Steve go first. Fezzik, you're playing from behind. What's your favorite game this week, my man?
Hey, real quick, though.
Yeah.
His Twitter handle is at RJ in Vegas.
Mine wasn't okay, good enough. Yeah, he needed someone more famous to do it.
Well, why didn't you say what his Twitter handle was? Yeah. Come on.
I'm from Southern Ohio, so this is a homer pick. I'm on the Cincinnati Bengals plus the 11 against Baltimore. You know, the Bengals have actually played pretty well on the road against some tough competition. Look no further than their trips to Seattle and to Buffalo games. They were a big underdog in, and frankly, late in both of those games, the Bengals were in position not just to cover, but to win the game outright. Didn't quite get the outright wins, and because of that, I could make the case the Bengals on the road a little bit undervalued. The one concern about the Bengals, cannot protect Andy Dalton. I'm not so worried against this Raven defense that has not been able to get after the passer. The Ravens near the bottom of the league in terms of sacks and getting pressure on the quarterback, and because of that, I think the Bengals can stay within the number.
Yeah. They possibly can stay within the number.
They're going to stay within the number.
I mean, the Bengals, man, God, they've just looked so inept. I think the Bengals, everyone talks about this Dolphins-Redskins game being the toilet bowl. I think the Bengals have something to say about that. I think they are really inept. So, normally I'd want to jump out and bet the team that no one wants to bet, but boy, it's really difficult right now. They've just looked so awful. But you're right. They have been better on the road than at home. I that's a tough one for me to swallow.
Yeah, and I would say the following, and I've kind of changed my mind on this by watching Fez make a lot of mistakes. It's not always find the toughest game to bet, because that is a good guide, right? If no one else wants to bet it, it's going to have some value, right? Like, the guy doesn't want to live in the house that there was a triple murder in. Yeah, okay. It's going to be depressed, the price a little bit. Now, is it worth, is it still a good value? That's the question.
Right.
But this is unequivocal. Look at the games you like otherwise, not just because they're contrarian. And then err towards the most contrarian of those. Because now you don't find yourself playing, 8-9 times in a row, a team like the Browns a couple years ago, where you can just be plain wrong about how bad they are. And I'll be honest, I think Cincinnati is in the category we have no idea how bad they are. And I think Washington's in that category, and I think Miami is. I don't think anyone else is, right? I mean,
they haven't had a quarterback. We know their guy's coming back. I'd imagine they get a little bit better. Arizona beat the Bengals, so I guess they're out of that discussion. I think it's those three teams.
Yeah, so to me, my gut feeling is that sometimes the teams are so much worse than we think, right? And sometimes there's things going on internally that we don't understand. And in general, I'd much rather play a team that's on pace to a 4-12 season where it's a bad season, but it's not the front page of the paper every day how bad they are, where if you have a historically bad team, a la zero wins so far. And again, it's not just that we're 5 games in the season with 0 wins. It's that, like the Dolphins, what's been their closest game?
Oof.
I'm thinking about that.
I mean, we can pull up the schedule.
I think it was the Chargers when they lost by 20.
I mean, think about that a second. I mean, we got, in fact, I haven't heard anyone research that.
That is the closest one, yeah. 59-10, yeah. 43-0, 31-6, 30-10.
Now, at what point do you say there's something about that those scores I don't like? You know? And in a weird way, and last point for me, in a weird way, we always expect these NFL teams to be within a range, and thus they might be overvalued even as the worst team, the Dolphins, because Fez, you had smiles on your face. Was it against the Cowboys or against the Chargers?
Chargers.
Oh, you were like every show, the Dolphins. And I mean, it was like, oh, it wasn't even a game, was it? No.
It was a game.
When it 20.
I had the wrong side, but they
you
had
think
their...
you just had the wrong side taking 12?
I took 16 before the line crashed.
Yeah, see, wise guys. So, you know, to me, that's how you balance it, is don't just look at the most contrary play, but the most contrary amongst your plays.
Well, like with this Miami-Washington game, is it safe to assume that everybody's just looking at it and waiting it out to see what kind of a data point it is, to see who is really worse? I mean, I do think there's some value on Miami coming off the bye, but to me, it's a game that I'm just going to sit back and see who separates themselves, you know, from the bottom.
Yeah, I also think it's a motivational question, right? Are we certain that both teams are going to try their hardest? Because in theory, the number one pick is at stake, not that the winner or loser wins it, but rather that now the Bengals potentially are still. But if you win even one game at this point, you're behind the eight ball when it comes to the – but, you know, the whole Tua thing – I was hearing Mike Lombardi talk. He's saying the NFL guys he's talking to thinks Tua might not even be the number one pick.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know that that's a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, now if you don't have a clear number one, all of a sudden, how much worse is three than one?
That's a strong point.
Right?
Because it's a deep class.
And the very last point I'll make is the idea that I think if any team is more okay with losing, it'd be Miami. Because there is a sense that this was the intent all along. With Washington, it never was. This Washington team was supposed to win how many games?
6 games.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't supposed to be good, but 6-10 is 2 games from 500. So I think in a way they want to, especially if Jay Gruden's out the door, as he is, if they can win this game, it's a gap. See what the problem was? SAT question. So I think Washington's probably a little more motivated.
All right. Brad, what says you, man? What's your best bet this weekend?
We're going to go to the colleges, and I don't do this often. I'm going to the biggest game, and I'm laying the double-digit chalk here. I'm taking LSU minus 13.5. And here's where I think the mispricing is, and it's all about Florida's defense, who has great stats so far. And they played a pretty decent schedule. When you're playing teams like Miami and Auburn, they've looked good. But here's the issue for Florida. Who have they played at the quarterback position? Florida has not faced a single quarterback ranked in the top 50 of QBR in college football. They will on Saturday night. In fact, they face Joe Burrow, who's number 4 in the country in QBR. I expect Florida's defense to struggle facing that quarterback, Joe Burrow, and the pace of play for LSU. And it's a bad spot for Florida coming off that big win over Auburn. I like the Tigers. I'm laying it minus 13.5, best bet, LSU.
Yeah, I'm on the
same. What do you guys?
I'm on the same side as you with that one.
So am I.
I like LSU there, but mostly because my thought was Florida hasn't played anybody who's going to push the pace like LSU has. My one concern is, though, LSU hasn't really gone against a good defense yet. And so that knife kind of cuts both ways because, you know, Texas, they weren't pushing anything on defense. LSU is – I think LSU's offense is going to continue to be excellent, but they haven't really been tested yet. Florida's going to be the best defense they've seen.
Hey, what is Brad's record right now?
1-3.
0.0.
Oh, wasn't until last week.
Not 1-3. Oh, yeah. Not 0.
Not 0.0.
Okay. Hey, but you know what? He's down to only owing me one dinner because he beat me out of a dinner last week. So there's that.
They're just poor Brad. You know what's funny? Brad's probably been the superstar. Listen, when you only pick 3 or 4 games a week, 5 games, you can have a great season and lose. Right? Meaning handicapping, it's just you have these 8, 9, 10 games you like and you just pick the wrong ones. Yep. But he's been on it on the radio and with his analysis more than any year. I'd have to say. So is this your fourth with us?
Fourth.
Yeah, so I think we are, you know, lucky Brad's having a bad year in a way with these picks. Well, at least you guys are. I don't think you'd be as high as me right now.
No, of course not. No. All right, Freddie, you are next, my man.
Well, there's a game we both love, and I know you want to take it, so I'm going to pass on it, but that would have been my first choice.
Take it, because I had already resigned myself to not taking that one. I've got another one.
No, I'm going to leave it for you because I like it.
Tell me the game and let me decide who takes it.
Rams minus three. I think.
Give it to AJ. Give it to AJ.
Okay, I'm giving it to AJ. So I am going to take the Cowboys at the Jets. I know I'm giving seven, but you know what? I don't think Sam Darnold, even if he's out there, is going to be close to 100%. And the Cowboys beat up on bad teams. That's what they do. They suck against good teams. The Jets are a bad football team. I think everybody's giving. I think that number should be much higher based on my power rankings. I am taking the Cowboys and feeling very good about it.
Ooh, no! Is this really your pick?
Yeah, it is. Go ahead. Drop the hip to be square on me.
I mean, I don't want to.
I want to hear it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell what's going on.
Because every time he's played this song, I've won this year. So that's why I won it. Now, the Rams are my top choice, but this is I like this one too. Well, I told you I'm leaving it for AJ because I know he wants that game.
There's a couple of things. Well, he might not want it after we talk. There's a couple of things to address here. One, how many points are you laying?
Seven.
Okay, I accept that. Well, number two,
I'm looking at your website, and that's what the number says.
Exactly.
So I hope you accept it.
That's why I said I accept it. Now, let's hope AJ does the same thing, because it's right in between three and three and a half. And history tells us he doesn't care about the half points, so I think he's going to lay three and a half.
Well,
but we'll see about that in a second. Colin Cowherd made the point of this game on the podcast we do, which hasn't even been released yet, so a little inside info. Tell me if you agree with this, guys. I love it. He said the Jets played the full game with Darnold, right? He played the first full game, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it till now. So the theory is that there, and this was Colin's theory, there's parts of Gase's playbook, first year with the Jets, there's parts of his playbook that Darnold hasn't got to yet. And with the backup, and remember, Simeon lasted what, a quarter?
Quarter and a half.
Yeah, and who knows what Simeon could run. The theory is some of the playbook is just too advanced, physically, mentally, whatever, especially a young quarterback with Falk, that it's rare for game six or week six to have wrinkles you haven't unveiled yet. Maybe the Jets have some wrinkles that Gase has not been holding back but hasn't yet shown. That's interesting, I thought.
I think it's an interesting thought, but you're also assuming Sam Darnold is going to be 100% out there. And that's the thing. Coming off this I don't know much about this disease. I know it makes you pretty weak, but even now they're not 100% certain he's going to play. I don't think you're going to see what you will see out of him in a couple weeks, if that's fair.
Well, remember this about Mono.
Women weaken late.
Obviously.
No, it could have been a man. We don't know.
The best bet ever was Fez didn't have mono in high school.
Oh, come on.
Went out on a limb on that one.
I mean, right or wrong? All right, so AJ, how are you addressing this?
Well,
what's pregame.com say?
Yeah, pregame.com says minus 20. The other game that I like says minus 20.
So, well, of course.
So I'm just going to go to and they're both on three, so I'm going to stay away from both of them, and I'll just go with the Packers minus four on Monday night.
All right,
now,
I can
accept that. This is a little bit of meta play for me, too, because I think you're going to take the 49ers plus three, and I think I'm going to come in and get the double whammy right there. I'm going to pick up two games that way.
Well, first off, if you knew me, you'd know I would never take plus three.
Okay.
Never. I take plus three and a half.
But you can't get that.
You know what's funny? I offered this. I've got I mentioned this once or twice, a $5,000 challenge on ESPN New York against Chris Canty. And he took the Rams. And I do like the 49ers. But the line in the New York Post, which we actually supply. So It'd be nice. I don't want to. I wouldn't do it to the fidelity of the line, but I could tweak it at the end so he couldn't get the team he wanted. But the it was three. He picked first. I told him, listen, make it 3.5, and I'll take San Fran. So, well, why would I do that? It's like, well, let's be honest. You're an underdog against me. And they're like, yeah. And I said, well, if I play against you, I'm increasing the variance. It gives you a much better chance to beat me over the season. If I played against him every week, let's say. So it might be worth a half point. He didn't take it. If I offered that to you, AJ Hoffman, what would you say?
If you let me take the Rams at 3 and you took the Niners at 3.5?
No. Though that's interesting too. what I was saying is but since I'm the significantly better handicapper than you,
yeah.
I want to decrease the variance myself. So I don't want to go against you. But the question is, if you're giving up 20 cents of or 10 cents of value effectively, because it's right in between 3 and 3.5, is that worth the increase or variance? I don't know.
No.
But it's a fun little thing.
Yeah, not for
you
me.
Say no.
No. Maybe for some dummy football player, but not for me.
Boy, they're mean.
Wow.
I'll tell you this. That dude is the best guy I've heard talking about his experience as a player and not double talk. Every other player I hear, they go, well, you know, it matters about buys. Are they good or are they bad? You know, he'll say, hey, a lot of guys are out getting drunk. You know, like he's like a straight talker about his career. And every week I get one or two questions in that as a non-player, you know, I didn't play in the NFL. Very insightful, I think.
Fezzik did play in the NFL, though, right?
He played with something that he's intimate with while watching the NFL. Yes.
Who doesn't do that?
Back to the Packers. I feel Fred and I were talking about the Packers' home field advantage at night. And I just feel like maybe the Lions are getting a little bit too much love here. And mostly it goes back to almost beating the Chiefs, which they didn't do. I feel like the home field advantage alone with the Packers should be close to 4. And that's all I've got to give. It feels like the Packers are a really, maybe a square play, but a really easy play here.
What's fascinating is how 95% of the time you can be right with the wise guys by following, let's say, you know, the more I get to know AJ, and I saw this about Fred very quickly, AJ hides it more, but AJ's a really smart guy. I mean, his logic is almost impeccable. Brad, you did all those podcasts.
Yeah, he's solid.
I mean, you could disagree with him, but it's like he's not illogical, right?
Yep.
And to me, if you're illogical, well, there's no hope because there's no reason to be, right? Yeah. There's no hope of you being an elite handicapper. But this last 5%. So let me ask you, AJ, because Fez, what was your early best bet?
Green Bay Packers -4.
And what's your current thoughts?
I'm concerned that there's something going on in the market that I'm unaware of.
Because it hasn't moved.
How can this line still be 4? And frankly, a couple 3.5s popped up.
Yeah, for sure they did. So to me, the thing that most befuddles me isn't that the game opened 5.5, 6 and got bet down, which I can accept that. It was the fact that this thing opened around 4. Yeah, it's 4.5. So the odds makers usually are going to make an obvious line, and then they let the bettors shape it up. Would you say that's true, Fred?
Yes.
And not that if they think they're making a mistake, they're going to make it, but they're not going to take a stand. Because how many bookmakers are going to say Detroit's as good, if not better, than Green Bay?
None.
So why'd the line open effectively at 4?
It's a mystery still to me.
This is one of the mysteries. I really believe that. And the fact it hasn't gone up and it's gone who's betting +4 to move the line on Thursday?
Now, that I would like to know.
Well, let me tell you, they're making some big bets. I know that much.
Now,
right?
Is it, and you guys know this better than me, but on a Monday night game, is it more likely that the game moves over the weekend than some of these games that are happening sooner?
Well, Fez, tell me if you agree with this. At most of the major books, Thursday is a day where the limits change. So what you'll have is with the biggest syndicates, most of the time they won't bet before Thursday. unless they're trying to do dummy fakes. And not that every bat's going to be a dummy type bat. You know, Billy Walters, if you watch the old 60 Minutes they did on him, he talks about that phonying up the game, phony. And but when they really want to bet a game, they wait till Thursday because the limits go up. And then rarely, and again, Fez, tell me if you agree, they wait till game day when the limits often go up again at different books if they want to get down monster bets.
Exactly right. So if they want to get down, say, $1 million, they'll wait till Thursday. They want to get down $5 million, they got to do it game day.
Yeah, so, and this is not at any one place. It's across all of their outs. So Thursday, to me, if a little kind of insider tip, you look at the lines going to bed on Wednesday. You look at the lines at noon Eastern, or no. Let's say 2 o'clock Eastern on Thursday. That line move in that period of time is going to be pretty sharp.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I agree 100%.
All right, RJ, what's your pick? The champion so far, 4-1, the great one, RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas is his Twitter handle. What is your best?
Have I even had a close call?
I mean, you're 4-1. You lost one.
Yeah.
I mean, that constitutes a close call.
All right. I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
I see minus 20 here.
What now?
I see 3 minus 20 here.
Well, hold on.
So are you giving 3.5?
Hold on a second. Hey, guys in the computer room, take that down.
Because that would have been my pick, 3.
Oh, that's interesting. So here's what I would say is we got to come up with a system for this, right?
We got to, because it cost me a win last week.
Here's what I would say. How can we do this? Like, we should give everyone 1 10-center maybe a month. You know, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, starting the week after I lose one. That sounds great.
AJ, listen, here's the thing. Your lackadaisical attitude.
I will say this. You scratch and claw for half points harder than I do. Exactly. And you never take the worst of it, which is one of the things I respect about you. And even on here, like when we start talking about these games, you always find a way, and you actually dig at people personally to try to convince them to give you an edge, which I hate, but I also respect.
And let's be clear, I don't do that on the pod, and these guys can attest to it. I don't do that in a repetitive way. It's only if they have a situation that they're smiling like peacocks, and they're all proud of themselves. That's when I'll say, give me a half, and I'll take a chance against you. I don't do it like all the time. Agreed?
Agreed.
So unfortunately, guys, I'm going to give my handicap real quick because I just noticed I've got another hit here in Vegas in a minute. It's this simple, and we can figure it out. AJ, you and I can figure it out offline, and we'll come up with a fair way to do it. Or we could just forget about it, and I get the Vikings minus 3. Now, here's the thing. It's all about Kirk Cousins and how at 1 o'clock Eastern, he's over 60% against the spread. The other times, he's in the 30s.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
So it could be that, and that's something that our co-host Jonas Knox had some ideas on. We did the research here, and that's the numbers, career. And then Brad came up with an amazing trend. I'll let you finish the handicap. But to me, the last piece I'll share is the Eagles. The Eagles look like the defense has gotten shored up, but the weakness is pass defense, obviously. And they played the third-string quarterback from the Jets last week, so it looks artificially better. Fez, I don't see anything on the injury report that's saying, oh, the Eagles look so much better with their DBs, right?
No, Darby's still out, and secondary's still ravaged by injuries.
So to me, if Cousins can throw, this Philly team is not an even team. This line is saying it's even. I think Minnesota's the better team with the current Philadelphia injury situation. Though I do believe at 100% health, the Eagles are a better team. And there's a final trend. And boys, this has been a fun one. And these guys can stay as long as they want because it's a phoner. So thank you.
All right. That's RJ Bell. Yeah. Tell RJ I'm a gentleman and I'm going to give him the minus 3.
You're going to get the minus 3, RJ. Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, because AJ's a gentleman.
Well, all of you guys are gentlemen. And people on the text line are like, you guys really beat each other up. There's nobody I respect more in this business than those three guys. And I'll throw AJ in there, these four guys. We have a lot of fun with each other. There's never anything personal. These guys are the best. So, as always, appreciate the time. And we're going to be out in Vegas in November for another fight. So, we need to get together.
All right. Absolutely. If I still owe you dinner at that time,
Fred. I still have plenty of time to be down three to you by then.
That's
so
true.
All right. Sounds good. Boys, hey, it was a pleasure talking with you guys.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You guys too.
All right, guys. You want to have a great weekend? Head over to Lions Poker Palace. And tonight, actually, you can still get in late registration for the second flight, day 1C of the $50,000 guaranteed no limit hold'em tournament for $120. All right. You don't want to get over there tonight? How about this? Two more flights on Saturday. And I'm telling you, man, these things have been great. They did one last week. It was fantastic. $50,000 guaranteed for $120. And the cash games are only $10 per hour. And, of course, day two will be Sunday of that tournament if you make it that far. But, guys, get over to Lions Poker Palace. If you get there before 11:30, free time all day, free lunch, dinner at 7. And I'm telling you, George and Najib have put together a terrific room.
And when you say lunch and dinner, the food is legit, man. It is very good. And don't worry about playing on the weekends about football, because there's football all over the TVs there. They've got every package. You're going to be able to watch it all. You can follow them on Facebook to get all the info on the tournaments, but go by and check it out for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace. All right, guys, shopping for electricity rates, it can be tough. Tri-Eagle, they're making it easy for you. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you'll pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. There's no gimmicks and no surprises on your bills. In fact, you're going to receive weekly updates, so you'll already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. You can lock in a 12, 24, or 36-month rate. Avoid the rate hikes. Lock it in now. Tri-Eagle Energy, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest company. They're offering discounts for our listeners as well. Use promo code ESPN when you sign up, and you'll save even more. What are you waiting for, guys? 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, if you haven't checked out Sports Map today, tons of great stuff on there, but stay with it all weekend. There'll be Astros coverage right after the game in case you miss it. Chris Campisi's got you covered. We'll have the Texans covered. Cody Stoops, Jermaine, myself. All day Sunday, there's going to be stuff on Sports Map, so please check it out. Enjoy it. We're heading for another record month, and it's all thanks to you guys. And enjoy your 2 days of winter this weekend.
Oh, yes. I'm already enjoying it. You're like bundled up.
Well, it's because, as usual, it's either freezing cold in here or really hot. Yeah. So, all right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. I mean, it was a nightmare. And one of his songs was called "It Ain't Easy Being Sleazy." And the entire song consisted of "It ain't easy. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. Jeez. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. It ain't easy." This went on for like 2 minutes straight. By the way, every time I see Pat Robertson's face, I feel like he's from Planet of the Apes. Like, it's funny that essentially a Christian Zionist who is, I'm sure, completely against the idea of evolution, looks like evolution paused halfway on him. Like, he does look like a chimpanzee. You can't tell me he doesn't when you see his face. And it may just be of old age. Like, maybe when you get old, you start to look a little bit like a monkey. But he looks like...
Don't look at me when you say that. That's not cool.
Devlin Hodges, I mean, that's a made-up guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
That is a guy who, I honestly didn't know he was in the NFL.
Want to look at some of the lines here?
Let's do it.
Because I've got quite a few that I like.
Football or NFL or NCAA?
Well, which one do you want to start with?
It doesn't matter to me.
I can go either way.
I know you can.
I'm bettable or something.
That's
gross. I don't know.
Hey, whatever makes you happy.
Hey, you know what? I think everybody should do what they want to do.
India, the number one spot for selfie deaths.
Yeah, it is. That's another thing, too. If you're in India,
here's another public service.
India is the Florida of India.
Isn't it Asia? So what are the odds the Astros' troubles started after the Baytown badass started touching his loser Cowboys star on the Astros?
Hey, man. That's America's team. Everything that star touches turns to gold. Just look at me, the Baytown badass.
Go get him, Scotland Yard.
That would have been nice for you. Hey, that guy just left his phone behind.
Yeah, well, I would have just tracked him down myself and killed him.
Hey, you know when...
Just kidding. Don't look at me like that, Aaron.
Kids are bad.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Don't have them. Just, if you have a baby, eat it.
Don't do that, because then you'll go to jail. Just think long and hard about bringing kids into the world.
Yeah.
The average human can't handle seeing a wolf have sex with a cat. It's just, who doesn't think that's funny? The cat.
I
mean,
hashtag,
for starters.
Hashtag meow too.
Okay. That was really inappropriate also. I don't stand by that joke. That was Fred Fowler's joke. I want nothing to do with that Meow 2 joke.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We said this week.
You're just mad I thought of it first.
No, I don't want that on me.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Great job by the pregame guys. That was pretty average today. We'll be back on Monday.
Hopefully Astros. Talking about a 2-0 lead,
and
right?
2-0 lead and a Texans victory over the Chiefs.
Yeah, man. And a Rockets preseason win. Woo!
And UH covering against Cincinnati.
Woo!
All right. Everybody stay sports, you bitches.